And you'll be happy to know I enjoyed the Christmas episode of The Doctor this year.
Oh, I'm so happy to know that, Todd.
Good, I'm glad.
Because nothing makes me happier than The Doctor.
Ugh.
It's episode 163, I'm dyslexic, of Long Walks Heroes After Dark. How you doing, everybody?
They're doing great. They're filled with turkey and whatever else they eat during the holidays.
I need to hear about your fish math.
Right, right.
But I have to tell you two tales of my gluttonous, disgusting behavior.
Tales of the spostosity.
Right. So, we do Christmas Eve at my dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And we do Christmas Day early dinner, because, they're older folks there,
mm-hmm.
At my in-law's house. And I go to my dad's, and my brother makes a whole spread, like a whole thing of fish.
Fish.
Well, we'll get into that. That's a trigger word for you around this time of season, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brother makes a whole thing. It's really, really good. But I was there and I saw my brother, my brother Tony, who I haven't seen in a while. So we were talking, right? And I'm eating my food while I'm talking. And there's so many of us, it's kind of set up almost like in the big dining room with like three long cafeteria-style tables because there's that many people there.
Right.
And I'm at the furthest one to the back with my back pretty much to everybody else. So I'm eating my food and him and, my wife and, my son and I are the only ones that don't smoke. Obviously, he's sick, so he doesn't smoke.
Yet.
No, he's well aware that it's disgusting.
Well, he might be fooling you. He might be smoking already.
With that raspy voice sometimes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm done eating my food. I'm like, oh boy, everything was so delicious. I want to get up and get more food. And I'm the only one left in the entire room. Everyone is long done eating, right?
Right.
Which goes to show me two things. One, I got a lot of food. And two, I talked a lot, so it took me a long time to eat a lot of my food. And I thought to myself, I really want more food. But if I get up and get more food and then come back to this giant room and sit down alone and eat, that's going to be pretty sad.
That's the sign of a problem.
Right. But I was aware. I had some sort of self-awareness, right?
You're like Skynet.
Right. So then we go to my in-laws for Christmas Day dinner, and I ate like triple to make up for what I missed on the extra day from before.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate so much I literally made myself sick.
That's what I like to hear.
Then I didn't know when to say when.
Mm. What you should have done is see what you should have ate that extra the day before and just a little bit extra. And then you would have had a little bit extra the second day and it would have evened out. You had not enough on the first day and too much on the second day. That's bad. That's bad pacing, Joe.
Right. Oh, listen, believe me, I know I was critiquing someone else who was eating for their Christmas dinner just plates of fried chicken at 4 to 6 minute intervals.
Sounds like a champion.
Well, he said, listen, I'm a professional. Leave me alone.
That's right.
So, how did your Christmas dinner fish math fiasco go?
So this year there was a lot less fish math calls from my father. There were still some, but I'm just like, just let me get to the final count on Christmas Eve and I'll go up and get it. So then it's early in the morning. I'm sitting around on Christmas Eve and I'm like, you know what? It's 11 o'clock. Let me start getting ready to get a shower and go for noon. So I call up my brother and my brother immediately sees my number on the phone and he just goes, I answer and he just goes, 13, leave me alone. I'm busy. Right? Because my father had been calling him too about fish math.
Right. He's twitchy from it as well.
Right. So I told my brother, I said, you know what? I always call, like, don't worry about me and you. We won't do the numbers. I'll call on Christmas Eve And that's when I'll give it. So he gave it to me before, and he gave it to me, and he's like, this is who's coming. Usually it's just me, my father, my stepmother, my brother, my sister-in-law, and my other stepbrother, and that's usually about it. This year they're like, oh, well, my mother's passed away, my mother's friend who comes to dinner a lot for us, she's coming for Christmas Eve dinner. My brother's mother-in-law is coming. So the number just like went from like six to doubled. And I'm like, are you sure it's 13? And the wild cards are my nephew, they got engaged, congratulations this weekend, and their daughter. So I'm like, is Tommy, Katie, and Emma coming? And Larry's like, definitely. I'm like, did you ask Lori? Definitely. And I said, all right. And Chris is my stepbrother. I'm like, he's definitely coming. And he's like, yeah. So I went at 13 pieces. I do the math. I do two pieces for everybody and then a little bit extra in case, you know, some people eat three. My nephew can eat five pieces. So he throws fish math right out the window.
I think we discussed this last year as well. No chicken, no shrimp, no hush puppies.
No, but we do have cooked. My father cleans and cooks shrimp himself. You know what I mean? Like a shrimp cocktail kind of a thing.
Right.
So that's earlier in the meal, but we don't get anything from that. We don't get any sides. Though while I'm there, I pick up a fried clams for lunch. That's why I go at lunch.
Walking around fried clams.
Yeah, none of that taking home fried clams.
Right. That's walking around slice of pizza after you go out at night of drinking. If only Long John Silver's was open when the bars closed.
That is, oh my God, it'd be deadly.
Let's talk.
So I like, and I have all these numbers. So basically it's 13 people. So that's 26 people. They come in 8, 10, or 12. So I figure two pieces a piece, that's 26. So I'm like, I might as well just go two 16 pieces and get 32.
Yeah.
Because if I get, like, if I go, like, if I don't go by 8, 10, or 16, it costs more, if that makes any sense.
Right. The add a piece is more.
Right. Those are the deal packages. Those are the deal packages.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I might as well go. So that's 32 pieces of fish for 13 people. I go, I bring it. First of all, my brother's like, noon's too early, so I gotta wait till 2 o'clock. So now I'm like,
you're sweating, because what time do they close?
No, they close late. They close late. So I get there, it's packed. And
my wife still does not believe that Long John Silver's are packed, on Christmas Eve.
How about you? Do you believe?
I have no fish in this fight, you know?
You're agnostic about it.
Right, exactly. I don't care, to be honest with you.
So I get there, I order my fried clams.
Right, first, get that out of the way.
Get that out of the way. So then they come, when they come, I order the fish to go. So I could sit down and eat, and I'll call my number and blah, blah, blah. So I get all that. I get the sauces. I got to get the vinegar and the tartar sauce, Joe. Mm-hmm. My father, every year, I get enough vinegar, get enough tartar sauce. You know how I like the tartar sauce. Get enough vinegar, get enough tartar. Like, that's part of the tallying. So I got enough of those. But I got this year, the first time around, I got the tartar vinegar Nazi. And they were like, here's your five tartars and here's your five vinegars. And I'm like, I have 32 pieces of fish.
Right. Do I have to explain fish math to you, ma'am?
Right. You're a professional. You work at Long John Silver's. So she's like, here. This is all I can give to you. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not blowing up. I'm not doing this. I'm not going crazy. I go, I put the stuff in the truck to get down, because I have 32 pieces. It's, you know, and the crunchies, Joe. You got to get the crunchies. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So I got to get a box or two of those.
The fish math equivalent of toaster leavens.
That's right. Fish leavens.
Fish leavens.
So I put that in the truck. I come back in and I see her, like, you know, taking, cause whether your wife believes it or not, Long John Silver's is busy on Christmas Eve, that she's taking the drawer, like, cause it's full of like cashish going in the back.
Right.
So I see her go and I'm like, you, could I get some, I didn't get enough vinegar and tartar sauce. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, I got the 32 piece, like, and she's like, oh, okay. And she's like, just want a bag? I was like, yeah. And she's just dumping it in. And I'm like, I like you. I don't have to, like, so I got tartar and vinegar. So I took it back. I get down my brother's. My brother's like, sorry I made you go at 2 o'clock. I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's fine. So I sit down and I'm like, all right, so I got 32 because this and that, and Tommy and Katie and Emma are coming. As I'm saying this, my sister-in-law walks through the room. She goes, they're not coming. And I'm like, what? And then, like, my father calls, my stepbrother isn't coming. Like, and it just starts whittling down. Like, I bought 32 pieces of fish for, like, in the end, like, I want to say 7 people.
Oh my goodness.
And I lost
my mind. That's like 4 1/3 piece of fish per person now.
Exactly. And I mean, like, and I'm like, I wasted all this money on this fish. And my sister's like, you didn't waste. I'm like, oh, like, we're going to eat all this fish.
Challenge accepted.
So I was so disgusted that I only had 1 piece of fish at dinner.
Oh, Tom.
Just like to make the stand, to plant the flag.
I'm pouting over fish, Matt.
I am. This is horrible. But I did take 4 home, so.
All right.
So that's my, that what I would, but if I had eaten 2, I probably still would have took 4 home. So.
Right.
But that, so all in all, but it was a good dinner. Then, my nephew and his fiance and the son and her daughter did show up, but they didn't really, because they were off at his father's house eating. I don't know. I was just like,
they weren't there for fish math,
right? And I was like, could you just, like, if you're gonna eat somewhere else, it's not that hard. Like, when did you decide? Like, I was just like, this doesn't make any sense. So in the end, but it was good. I had my crema mushroom soup, sauerkraut soup. My brother's mother-in-law figured out how to make my favorite cookie kind of like my mother did. Mm-hmm. And it's like 94.86% close to my mother's cookie. So it was good enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's a tub of those up my brother's that I was not allowed to bring home in one shot. I ate them Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then I took a break as we're recording this, and I have to go up tomorrow and get more.
Okay.
Because I'll go into a sugar coma if I have too many of them.
So all in all, fish math was a good experience?
Was trying, mm-hmm. but mostly a success.
Now, I want to say this, going back to the woman at the Long John Silver's who wouldn't give you enough tartar sauce
and vinegar. And
vinegar. I have so many questions about this.
Okay.
First of all, I know a lot of places your fast food joints are cracking down where they'll have on the window, like, if you are ordering an X piece nugget, you get X number of sauces.
Right.
Anything over this, you have to pay extra for.
Right.
The 50 fact cents that there was no option. Now, obviously, it was just this person being a schmuck. And you just went to the next person, you overshot this person and said, hey, you're a person who's not that person, give me more, and they had no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this person just wanted to, she must have, it was her Christmas Eve, and this is her way to get over on the peons who come in and get their fish to make Long John Silver's open on Christmas Eve.
See, I have a different opinion on that, though.
Oh, okay.
That's a great... she was a younger, like, teenage girl who I think was given the rules, like...
Like, but she gave someone 6 and they cut off one of her knuckles, like in the Yakuza?
Yeah, but you know how, like, they probably gave her the, like, don't just give it away with a shovel, you know what I mean? But it's Christmas Eve and people are buying, you know, like they ought do, buy a lot of fish for their Christmas Eve meal, and they are buying them in 10, 20, like, you know what I mean? 20, it's like, so more than 6, but, like, when you got the manager's like, I don't care. Like, we're making so much cash today. It's like, just right, here.
Mr. Burns learn that with just, you know, a few cents of tartar sauce, like, we'll make these peons happy?
let them have their tartar sauce.
Right, and one would think that a place like Long John Silver's would have some sort of ratio similar to the nugget ratio that the other places have. You know, if you're getting X amount of pieces of fish, you get X amount of vinegar and or X amount of tartar sauce. Some sort of, I don't know, fish math that they should be employing at these places, Todd.
Don't you think you should? I personally believe one packet of tartar sauce goes for one piece of fish.
Now, the other thing that I have to say, now, first of all, tartar sauce is disgusting.
Well, right, I'm not a fan of tartar sauce except on the Long John Silver's fish with a little bit of the malt vinegar. That's delightful. But that's only once in a while. I don't eat Long John Silver's much other than Christmas Eve.
One more Simpsons callback. Mm-hmm. We're running out of tartar sauce. Put this mayonnaise in the sun.
That's right. Right. That was the secret sauce.
Secret sauce. I thought it was mm-hmm. tartar sauce. Anyway. Yeah, So how do you put that vinegar? Is it in packets?
Yes. It's basically the tartar sauce and the vinegar mm-hmm. are like ketchup packets.
Okay. But vinegar is more of a looser consistency than a ketchup.
It's liquid,
right. Well, ketchup is liquid, but it's a thicker, more viscous
It's got more viscosity. I'd say it's more of a sludge than a liquid.
Sure, so it's more of a sludge. So, first of all, it's the same crap that you would get at the store. Why not get a bottle of malt vinegar from the store have that instead of the packets?
Okay, first of all, son.
All right.
Pump the brakes. You can buy bottles of Long John Silver brand malt vinegar at Long John Silver's.
Mm.
A la by the Red Robin seasoning. They won't let you, take the bottle. You gotta buy the bottle.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Red Robin seasoning.
No, but then you said something else after that. They won't let you what?
Just wander off with the bottle of seasoning. Oh, you gotta buy them.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Tell your story then.
Wink, right? So, let's just say they frown upon it. But anyway, so now, there's a past story with this. So my grandmother was like, what do I want to say? What would the word be? Frugal?
Mm-hmm.
Frugal might be a good word. So I remember years ago, she gave me the money to go for the fish. Like, this is a long-standing tradition. And I went for the fish, and they were like, make sure you get enough malt and make sure vinegar and you get enough tartar sauce. And now, this was when I was younger, and I didn't put up a fight. Do you know what I mean? And it happened. It was like, oh, well, we can't give you more vinegar. This was all the way back then. And I'm talking over 20 years ago. So I went for the thing and they're like, oh, we can't give you more vinegar. You can buy a bottle if you want. So I bought a bottle figuring, hey, we'll have it. You know what I mean? Oh, that went over like a lead balloon, Joe. Bring the receipt back. I did. What's the, you paid, they give it to you free in those packets.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? And that was the last time I ever did. My father wouldn't have cared because my father always gives me the money.
Right.
But he never asks for the receipt or anything like that. He just always asks me, did you have enough? And I'm just like, screw it. I'm just going to get more packets. If there's something other than the Long John Silver's packets on the table, it's the Spanish Inquisition to what happened. And I'm like, it's just easier to bring the packets, and I don't have to answer a lot of fucking questions. You know what I mean?
Now, I will say this, Todd. I don't know if you looked closely at those bottles of the malt vinegar, the Long John Silver's brand malt vinegar, quote-unquote.
No, I haven't.
Or the fancy seasoning at your Red Robin or what have you. If you look very closely at the bottles, you'll see those bottles have legs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll just get up and walk right out the door. And you can't stop them. They're quick. You got to chase them. Get back here. You don't belong out here. And then once they cross the door, right, they're gods.
Once they cross the threshold.
They're in God's domain, right.
That's right. Once their threshold, it's free.
Right.
It's like making a shot out of North Korea into South Korea.
Exactly. There was an episode of 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Where Matt Damon was on as a recurring character dating Tina Fey's character.
Right.
And he was a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed, and like he just walked backstage at their third, you know, their Saturday Night Live rip-off show, and nobody stopped him. And she's like, hey, how did you get back here? And he said, when you're dressed like this, and as long as you just keep moving, you could pretty much walk into wherever you want. He says, I once walked into the Lincoln bedroom while the Obamas were sleeping. Okay, there's your joke, there's your tag, right?
Right.
I say that all the time, especially when you kind of look like Todd and I do.
Right.
You just kind of walk like you mean business. I'm not saying angry, I'm not saying with a purpose. I'm just saying that you're just walking. You don't look suspicious, you know, any more than you do just by existing. But if you just walk, most people are going to be happy that you're leaving their establishment. So
yep.
If you've got a few bottles of malt vinegar in your pocket, they just assume you came in with them.
And here's the thing. With someone like us, especially at Red Robin where they have bottomless fries,
yeah,
they look at it as a loss leader. They took half a bottle of seasoning, but they could have sat here and ate 10 more baskets of fries.
Right.
So that's the way I look at it.
Right. They took a 12-ounce cylinder of red dye number 12, which costs us 60 cents, or they could have ate 9 potatoes worth of French fries.
That's right.
We're up. You know, they're going to be in the black for this quarter.
Now, I would like to say one last thing about Long John Silver's as I'm eating my clam dinner.
Right.
And I went for the clam dinner. And the clam dinner comes with, you know, hush puppies and two sides. So they asked me, they're like, well, what do you want? I said, I want the coleslaw. And you get two hush puppies. And I said, and instead of fries, just give me the more hush puppies. So I brought them home. So I had extra hush puppies the next day. And I look over, and what do they sell for dessert now, Joe? But a super light, healthy, deep fried Twinkie.
Oh, yes. I saw that on the billboard driving by. Yes.
So I was like, I would like one deep fried Twinkie, please. And they were like, well, they're 99 cents for one, but they're $1.79 for two. And I went, just one, please. I should have went for two, but they were delightful. And did they scald your mouth, Joe? Oh, fantastic. Not as much as eating a pierogi or a wonton would, but pretty hot.
Now, I will say this as I'm looking at Long John Silver's website. Again, not a sponsor of the show, but I do want to just
they
mention
they should be.
They have something on here called the Fisherman's Feast, Todd.
Right.
Which you could either choose the fish or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Two sides, a drink, and a free dessert.
Oh.
Todd, I can count on one hand the number of fishermen I've met in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I can count on no hands the number of fishermen that I know that enjoy on the reg deep-fried Twinkies.
You don't know. You don't know.
All right.
They have all-you-can-eat deep-fried Twinkies. What did happen after you left? Did you have all-you-can-eat, Joe?
No.
What did you do? I went to a bakery after that.
And then what did you do after that? We went fishing.
That's right. That sound like a man who's had enough?
Does that sound like a man who's had all he can eat? That could have been me.
Oh.
That's all.
If we had a Frying Dutchman around here, I'd go to that, but it's Long John Silver's. And not that stepped on fish that's at Arthur Treacher.
How dare you?
Yep.
All right, so we actually have one more thing that we have to discuss here.
We do? We're all done with fish math now?
We're all done with fish math and what we ate and how we got ourselves sick for
Christmas.
And that is the results of the voting. I think the poll has ended.
Mm-hmm.
Of what we are going to do for 2018, for our last weekend of the month. You know, our options were... I'm just waiting. You'd be surprised how Internet Explorer... Now, I want to say, I was implored by more than three people, at the very least, to go on with my many Socko accounts.
Yep.
And fudge the voting to the way that I wanted it fudged.
By
I don't
who?
Do that. I'm not that sort of person, Todd.
Was it the Russians?
No, it was not the Russians, Todd.
Okay.
And with 58 votes, which I say is some pretty good interaction... you know, based on our numbers of podcasts, it's tough to get people to get involved and, you know, doing more than just simply downloading the show. Mm-hmm. Did you peek? Do you know what it is? Have you been watching this with bated breath?
I was watching it the whole time.
All right, so I'm not going to do any sort of build-up. So it was all for naught. It's going to just end up being the thing that we'd originally pitched 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to watch those 80s and 90s. And I said unloved movies. I really wasn't sure because we don't really have a name for it yet.
Right, and then I have a question. I don't ever remember you telling me it had to be 80s and 90s movies.
No, I just threw it out there. Like, if it's 70s, it's whatever. You know what I mean? What it doesn't have to be. It's,
what if it's a 2004 movie?
If it's a 2004 movie, I don't care. It's whatever it is. It's a movie that you like,
mm-hmm.
and not in an ironic way because you're a hipster, which you are, but it's a movie that you like that is maybe unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
That you think is good, you know, and the majority of the world thinks is not good.
Right.
But again, I just threw 80s, 90s out there because I needed to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I needed to kind of give people an idea. And that won, very surprisingly. I honestly thought Gallifrey Birds, again, would have won just because people would have people like hearing your hot takes on the world of professional wrestling.
I cannot tell you the amount of relief when I saw that losing, like, way early on. It was like, oh, thank God, no Spectroc-fueled nights for me anymore.
You'll still have them. They'll just be unrelated to watching professional wrestling.
Right. Now, there is a shot. I was like, if maybe some way, maybe the big four I could do something with. But, the big whatever. You have the big four events or whatever they are from wrestling this year.
Oh, yeah. Your Royal Rumble, your WrestleMania, your Survivor Series, your SummerSlam, sure.
Maybe something with those. But I was looking for, I was like, oh, that's like losing early on. I'm like, good for that. But then I was actually shocked that the Ryan Reynolds, like, theme didn't. Because a lot of people like gentle ribbing you.
Right.
And I thought maybe that would win. And to tell you the truth, I didn't even vote with my account, Joe. Like, not even my Socko account.
Right.
I didn't even vote with, like, my main account. So I was like, I could have skewed it maybe, but.
Right. But I didn't. And I definitely could have. Like, my four votes that I have control over, or five, depending on who you believe, mm-hmm. very easily could have swayed the vote one way or the other.
Oh, sorry. I got that. That hit me from the side.
Right. Sneaking up on you.
I do like when you do that.
So, so starting, I guess, you know, we'll make the announcement on, let me look at a calendar right here. I guess it would be in 1, 2, 3 weeks. We'll make the announcement of what the first movie is. You know, we would encourage you, the listeners, to watch along with us, you know, to kind of, you know, so you're prepared for what we'll be discussing on the following week, which would end up being episode 167 is the first of these, whatever they're going to end up being named. We have at least 3 weeks to name this thing.
I'm calling it right now because we don't have a name in the hopper right now that this will be like the unnamed, like that's going to be the name of it.
It'll just be unnamed forever.
Yes. It'll be like unnamed film gimmick or something like that.
Right. And, there will be, you know, and I guess we'll do some sort of way to decide on who goes first. On that episode in 3 weeks. And then we'll just rotate back and forth. And then, I have my list ready to go as much as it ever will be.
I have a list. I had to take some stuff off because when I Rotten Tomatoed them, they were loved way too much by both sides.
Now don't let that deter you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause, you know, and we'll do the thing like how I talked about like, oh, my movie's unreviewed or whatever it is. But if I have a movie that's really, really, you know, really bad, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there with it. But,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to do it. I'm, excited to have that, fire lit underneath me to, actually watch these movies.
You know what? I'm actually glad that the thing turned out the way it did. Mm-hmm. Because like all joking aside, those people were pushing you to vote us to vote for the what it turned out to be. But I honestly think if it had become the Ryan Reynolds thing, you would have been unhappy. If it had turned out to be Gal Freyberg's 2 for another year, I would have been unhappy. And I think we both genuinely want to do what we're doing now. So I think like that whole theory that you have is if you enjoy doing it, people will enjoy listening to it.
Yes.
So I think that's where we're at.
I tell you, I had more than one person say when you were reenacting a Hulk Hogan promo on the last Gallifrey Birds that they almost drove their car off the road.
Yeah. It was like I was in the car, Spectrox out of my mind.
Right. Saucer-eyed, bouncing off the walls, comparing yourself to the Lord.
That's right, flexing out the window of their car.
Right. All right. So I think that wraps up this Longbox Heroes After Dark, episode 163. You know, soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. And, yeah, you know, I don't know. Keep listening to the shows, and we'll keep putting them out.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, everybody.